SRN News, I'm John Scott. In Central Texas, the search for the missing continues. Following a holiday weekend deluge that killed at least 82 people, including children at summer camps, officials say the death toll is sure to rise. At a news conference, Governor Greg Abbott said they will continue with search and rescue until everyone is found.
We will be relentless in going after and ensuring that we locate every single person who's been a victim of this flooding event. We're not going to stop today or tomorrow. We will stop when the job is completed. Between now and whenever that day arrives when the job is completed, this is a 24/7 operation, day and night.
President Trump signed a disaster declaration for Texas and says his administration is with the state.
We're working very close with representatives from Texas, and it's a horrible thing that took place. Absolutely horrible.
The president said he'll probably visit the state on Friday. Listeners who wish to help in the disaster rescue effort can make donations to www.salvationarmytexas.org. President Trump will host Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. That comes up at the White House today.
It will be Netanyahu's third visit to the White House this year.
We're working on a lot of things with Israel, and one of the things is probably a permanent deal with Iran.
And the president remains optimistic about reaching a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas.
I think we're close to a deal on Gaza. We could have it this week.
The latest Gaza ceasefire proposal submitted by mediators to Hamas outlines plans for a 60-day ceasefire. Greg Clugston, the White House.
And on Wall Street, the Dow dropping 333 points, the Nasdaq down 136. This is SRN News. The religious gap is shrinking.
According to the latest numbers from the Pew Research Center, women in this country are still more religious than men, but not as much as in the past. Sadly, Pew concludes the reason the gap is shrinking is because women are giving up on religion at a faster rate than our men. Men are not becoming more religious. In fact, Americans are gradually turning away from faith in this country, a trend that has been unchanged for decades. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The two cases that the Supreme Court will consider this fall to decide the issue of males participating in female sports come from Idaho and West Virginia. More than two dozen states have enacted laws barring boys from playing against girls in school sports. Some of those measures have been blocked in court. At the federal level, the Trump administration has filed lawsuits and launched investigations over state and school policies that have allowed transgender athletes to compete in any way they choose. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
It's coming down to the wire for the European Union to reach a trade deal with the Trump administration. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
President Trump has threatened to impose up to 50% tariffs on all EU product. The deadline for trade negotiations ends Wednesday, but the president could announce his tariff rate sooner. The EU is America's largest trade partner, and failing to reach a deal would have repercussions for companies and consumers on both sides of the Atlantic. Treasury Secretary Bessent told CNN that the EU was very slow in coming to the table, but that talks were now making very good progress. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Eight members of the OPEC Plus Alliance of oil exporting countries say they'll boost production by 548,000 barrels per day starting in August, a move that could further reduce gas prices. That group includes Saudi Arabia and Russia. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.